Sound check. The introduction that Ajit will be talking about application of artificial intelligence for cybersecurity, and in particular the malware detection case. So for those who are joining us online, please use Zoom link that I posted on Blackboard, because it doesn't seem that we have a sound from the computer. So please use a Zoom link and not the for listening video recording system, because there is no sound somehow. Yes, Ajit, the floor is yours, please.
AI that is available for us, and what are the requirements of cybersecurity, and then how these two separate track match together, and why now there are lots of research work and application product, cybersecurity products are coming with AI enabled, where we say AI enabled is mostly like classification task or regression task or all those things. So basically you will be having brief touch of AI as well as how you can apply this to various domain of cybersecurity. I will put some point there, and then I will move towards the my research area where I work for malware detection, and how I have applied some of this technique and how we can build applications. So let's get us started. So as I was saying, so today talk outline is very simple. I will give a brief definition from artificial intelligence, then I will move to cybersecurity, and I'm not going to give any bookish definition for cybersecurity. I will just discuss what are the requirement of cybersecurity, various domain and other thing, and then how AI and ML is suitable for cybersecurity, or you can talk about why cybersecurity needs AI ML techniques. And then I will have a demo from my research work where I will be talking how machine learning is used for building malware detection system, and then I will take your questions. So I will try to limit my talk to 35 minutes, and then I will take your question for 10 minutes if you have, otherwise I can continue with. And anyway, if you have question in between also, you can just type in chat, and then 5 to 10 minute interval, I will just try to look into the questions, and I will try to include in my presentation itself. So let's get started. So artificial intelligence, this is a definition from artificial intelligence. So at least, is there any problem? Shall I wait? Hello.
It's all good, Ajit. All well. Please continue.
Because I was thinking you are setting some sound or something.
I just was checking the screen, so everything is good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Then. Yeah. So if you look on board, we have given artificial intelligence. So it is something called intelligence demonstrated by machine. So we don't want to go in that. So what we want to take its perceived environment. So whatever method you have, AI, when we talk about AI, in further slide I will discuss, there are lots of domains. So for this talk, I have just keep it like an abstract term. It include everything, machine learning, deep learning, or like heuristic search, or all the things I just include as a AI, artificial intelligence. There are various track. So everything what they do, they perceive the environment. What an environment, say suppose if it is a robot, or it is a machine, or self-automated car, it's have to understand their environment, and then based upon the environment, it have to take some action. And that action should result in maximizing the chance of it successfully achieving any goal. That's what we human do. We perceive our environment, and then based upon the factors in the environment, we decide our action, and our goal is to maximize or achieve our goal. How to achieve our goal? So for example, just now I saw that Henry was struggling or coming to monitor every time. So I sensed the environment, and I was thinking there is some issue with audio or internet system. So I asked for maximizing my presentation, just I should stop or not. So this kind of thing, if we are able to implement similar thing for machine, if machine can do the same, when we say machine, it's not always car or robot or something. When we say about machine, it can be a computer program. Anyway, in a robot also, a computer program is running. And similarly, for everything, we make a computer program and then machine that controls the machine hardware and physical movement and everything. So that's how we do. Or if you look in second definition, it says it's mimic the human cognition, like we are learning and solving. So once we have, like, you all are a master student or PhD student or undergraduate student, you are learning. So now once you learn in an IT company or in a research environment, whatever you will learn, you will try to apply and try to solve some problem that you have not learned earlier about. So what you're learning is just to learn the method, and then when you get a new problem, you apply those learning to solve those problems. So this is what we human do. We learn and then we adopt the environment. So now if we can make our computer program like that, then it will be very helpful. Now with this brief understanding of AI, so you can have two or three takeaway point from here, that when we say AI, machine learning, deep learning, or reinforcement learning, whatever learning we say, we have to focus only two things. If we can make our computer to perceive the environment, and according to the environment factors, if it is able to take action, thinking how we can maximize the chances successfully. So for example, coming back to our malware problem, so in this environment, in this example, environment will be our computer program or mobile devices or any devices that's having a computing resources running. Now that is environment. And then here the AI system is our antivirus product or any product, security product. So what they have to understand, if a computer program or any software is downloaded to that environment, then our software system have to scan, understand the environment, it is safe or not, and then it have to maximize. If it is safe, then it is allowed. If it is not, then it's blocked. So that's how, if a computer program can do that, then we will say that our security solution is AI enabled. So now let's move to next. So as I was saying, there are so many area and sub area under AI. We have like machine learning, we have artificial neural network, that's like basic of deep learning, and then we also have natural inspired intelligence, and then we have like in game theory, another thing, we have multi-agent system. So this all, if you see, there are lots of algorithms in every domain. So many of the malware or security thing also, they are using natural inspired. I have also work upon this domain, and I have also work on machine learning, where we use this old machine learning classification and regression task to build machine learning. And then there is like this kind of, from game theory, they have this multi-agent system interacting and everything. So there are lots of things. Now lots of work is also coming from ANN, artificial neural network, deep learning, like your ideas and everything. So this is, in previous slide, I explained what is AI core fundamental feature that AI provide, and this is the domain. So this, with this understanding, now let's move to the observation key features. So if we say AI is functional, when we say functional means there are lots of challenges in research that we are trying to resolve in AI itself, like for suppose deep learning model are there, then there is like adversarial example where we try to bypass or we try to fool the deep learning system. So suppose there is a face detection system and then like printed t-shirt or something, they sometimes misclassify or something. So if suppose if it is functional, it's working, then we hope that it will mimic or demonstrate human level intelligence. So we are not so intelligent, but we have one feature that machine lack, and that's what AI tried to do it. We perceive the environment and take action. So that's if that is first feature, and it is dynamic. So whatever computer program one decade ago, whatever we were writing a static program where we had fixed functionalities, and then we say if this happened, this too, if this happened, this too. So those kind of thing, and that's what we have hard-coded everything. So that was, you can call one kind of a static thing. But when we say we are using AI or we have AI-enabled software or anything, then it means we are trying to tell that we are adaptive to the nature or environment and we are dynamic. So that's what AI brings to our computer programming environment. And then a scale. So when AI or machine learning, so there are two things already we discussed. Third thing is when we want to scale, then machine computer program, machine is already fast, and if we automate with AI and deep learning, then we can scale well. So say suppose example, many example you have seen on internet, car number or vehicle number reading. So if you think about that, a human is reading all these numbers, that car passing through a toll gate or any restrictive area, then how much time it will take and how many work hour will be spent to do the car vehicle number notice. And then if you implement a deep learning system that can read the plate and then it can record to a database and everything, there are lots of other features come when we do automation and like searching and then matching with any suspected number or anything. So we can do all this automation. So when we have this kind of AI-enabled system, scaling is another issue. So we can scale our system well. And in a static program, it's challenging, and a human is already challenging to scale. Then accuracy. Now this can be a debatable issue, like accuracy. But as I mentioned, if we have a system that is working, functional, then we can assume that it will have more accurate information than a human. Like there are many research where a set of human have given the image and asked to identify the items, and similar is done with the computer program. So human also make mistake. Statistically, we are allowed to do +5, -% always. But machine, if we train properly and it have like a tune and everything, then they will have higher accuracy, and that's one of the requirements. So now these three slides, this is the four feature that AI machine learning can offer to any field. Now, from next slide onward, I will discuss about cybersecurity, what is the cybersecurity, what we do, and then we will create the demand of cybersecurity, next generation cybersecurity tool, and then we will try to see how AI try to match. So our purpose of this short talk, 45 minutes, is to understand what is the basic limitation of current security solution and how AI will help. So these four things we will again revisit. So now cybersecurity in brief. So cybersecurity is protection of computer system network from the damage to their hardware, software, electronic data, disruption. So if you look into this, I have highlighted some part. It's cybersecurity, when we say, we also talk about hardware, we also talk about software, and then data. So computer program is another thing, hardware is another thing, and electronic data is another thing. So it can be computer system or it can through the network. So all these things, when we say from disruption and services by the provider. So this is cybersecurity definition from Wikipedia. So here we have to think about hardware. So some of the research we have done with Dr. Henry also, where we try to work on hardware level, where we detect like Trojan in hardware. Trojan is also one of the concept. You can read about it. When you purchase a new device, how you can trust the circuit that is inbuilt into your devices. Like there are many incidents where Trojanized hardware and boards are found in the devices, many computer or many mobile devices also. So those things are comes under hardware, and also we look into the firmware can be malicious or broken. The software, we know that we can have lots of vulnerable software that can be exploited. And then electronic data, now with the GDPR and all this privacy law is coming into picture, the purpose of all this is to protect the data. And then network exploitation is very popular area in cybersecurity. So connecting or remote access or unauthorized access of the resources. So now there are many type of attack based upon the cybersecurity. What we want to protect, we want to protect our computer or network, hardware, software, and the data. So there are many attack possible. So like one of this popular thing is the spamming. We get lots of spam mail. That's not actually actual attack, but that can lead to various other attack, or maybe is it network intrusion. So there are lots of network break, and then there are lots of security solution also, IDS, IPS, and all these things. And then various fraud also is being taken, like loan, and this is not exact cybersecurity, but it is misuse of the digital and forgery and everything. Then malicious text, another thing. Now malware. So malware is what I say, or my research, what I have found out being in security for long years, that malware can be a tool for direct attack, or it can be a like a way or pathway to launch more serious attack. So these are different type of malware. Every malware has sample work differently, that I will discuss later. So, and then all this authentication and authorization attack, hacking cyber system, these are like big thing I have just put to know that these are the attack. Phishing, very popular phishing attack is cyber security attack is phishing. If you look on recent news, the Uber thing, so it was social engineering plus phishing attack to attack Uber system. So these are some of the attacks. So if you look on this attack, what is the requirement of this all to protect against some of this? I have not mentioned everything. Some of this, what are the challenges? So cyber security presents some unique challenge. So as I mentioned, our purpose is to map this from AI. So a vast attack surface. So the attacker have lots of freedom, lots of open space to launch attack. They can come through your network connectivity. If they can come with the software, you click lots of software, you visit lots of website, you click lots of link, you have lots of WhatsApp messages or any messenger messages in your mobile phone. Your human are so greedy, they click anything. Lottery fraud, phishing fraud, social engineering, all this. So attacker have lots of scope to attack. So that is first challenge. So software cannot protect everything, and it's challenging to protect, patch everything at a time. So now devices are also growing very fast. So there are like even an individual now carry 4 to 5. If you survey in your classroom itself, we all are having at least 4 to 5 devices, like our smartphone, a smartwatch, desktop computer at office, personal computer at home, tablet. So 4 or 5 devices we have already. We have our Bluetooth speaker, headphone, and everything. So at least an individual living in a metro city or any working professional, they will have 5 or 6 devices individually. And when you talk about your organization, now they have lots of devices. So there are lots of devices to protect. Now this is mapping with the AI scalability. So AI scalable, AI solution scalable. So and then in for cyber security, we have lots of devices. So if we have something enabled to AI, we can just apply to that. And then there are lots of attack vector. So when we say about attack vector, we can divide that into two parts. We can say known cyber attack vector and unknown. So when we say known, it means the attack method have been open to the public in wild, and then researcher and the security professionals, they have studied those attack vectors, and then they have devised some proper security or protection against them. So that is known attack. There are attacker also study these things, that okay, this attack is known to public, so this may not work in every system. Still, this is funny part of cyber security. There are advisory, there are patches, there are everything, vulnerability database, everything is enabled for some particular attack type, but still there are millions of systems that is vulnerable to the known attack. So that's also one of the things. And then unknown. So what is this unknown vector attack vector. Unknown attack vector is when attacker also learned that this method is exposed in wild and now it may or may not work. So what they do, they modify their attack. So suppose if they are sending a 32 bytes attack vector, and then our security system have something, say if this file name and this size is 32 bytes and this is a pattern, then it will be an attack vector. So this is the security solution. If you suppose behavior or you are doing a signature, then you will say 32 bytes file size, and these are the file type, this is the name, and this is the bytes pattern. If it is matching with any of the files coming from internet or network packet, then flag as an attack. So if that is learned to the public or security system, then attacker also have to evolve. So we always say cybersecurity is interesting because there is rat and mouse, rat and cat game is going on, where attacker and defender always blue and red team or testing, we say it. So they always try to bypass one another. So now, so this part, unknown attack, what I'm trying to say here from previous definition, so AI system learn the environment over time, and then they can also handle the new kind of environment or new problem they can solve. So that is the learning. Learning give us ability to handle unknown problem that we have never seen before that we can solve. That is human quality that differentiate us from the machine. And now AI also claim that they can also learn the environment, whatever example you have given, and then based upon that learning, they can also able to handle the unknowns or new problems. So in this case, unknown attack vector. So this is the another mapping. So first I said that scalability, and this is the second mapping that you can do. So AI system, most of AI system provide some way to handle unknown attack vector. In my research area, our first assumption is that, okay, signature based system work fine with known attack, but it is not able to handle unknown. That's why we need machine learning. That was the argument, and that's valid argument. So we build machine learning model with the known sample of malware and benign sample, and then when a new malware strain come, then based upon the previous learning and model, that can be also classified as a malicious. Then we say that AI help us to handle the unknown attack. So this is second mapping. Then second third one is big shortfall in the number of skilled security professional. So if you are studying security, then you should be in right place, that there are lots of skilled professionals are not there for cybersecurity. If you look in any job recruitment, there will be lots of recruitment open for security professional, and then that's challenging because training, our traditional academy, there are very few courses or training for cybersecurity compared to the development of software. So there are lots of courses, lots of outcome for software development, but there are very few specialized courses for cybersecurity. So there are a drastic shortfall in the security professional. And then there are lots of digitalization of the industry. There are many industries going from physical to the digital world. Like for my current research area, smart grid, that earlier the power grid used to be very physical and isolated system, but in recent 5 to 6 year or say 1 decade, now many of the smart grid have become in Europe or South Korea or many other developed country, it has become a smart grid. A smart grid means it is connected to computer, operated by a computer, and then it is connected to the outside world. From open, from closed system, it should become an open system. So now there are lots of requirements generated. Once we move from one system to another, then when we digitalize some industry, then there are lots of scope for security also. So AI can help us to bring that also, like for analysis or building human intelligence level security systems. These all things can be done. So for example, you can have CCTV camera with behavior monitoring or behavior understanding. So now this will help us to understand any suspicious person coming to our building or something. So those kind of thing can do in other domain. In security also, we can apply such kind of security, like IDS, AI-enabled IDS system now coming into picture. AI-enabled antivirus already rolled out by many company like McAfee and other company. They are in general are now part or whole. They have AI-enabled part in that. Then now there are masses of data that have moved beyond a human scale problem. Now there are, in this case, if you look on statistics of how many samples or how many malwares are being detected every year. That is like million and billion of samples are now coming throughout the globe. So now if you, every company, if they have human analysis, they do analyze the malware sample and then decide it is malicious or not, and then building the signature, that is not possible anymore. So a human, we cannot analyze every sample, not one company, multiple company individual. If you can sum up total also, it is not possible. So now the task is very huge and we need automation. As I said, automation of vehicle number, vehicle plate number reading by AI. Similarly for security services to analyze the network packet, to analyze malicious binary program. At least if we cannot do the whole analysis by AI, then at least we can do triaging. We can triage it out of 100 sample, which 2 or 5 or 10 is require human intelligence that can given to a human analysis. Other can be done by machine or AI enabled system, and then that can be discarded either safe or unsafe, but that decision can be made by AI system. So now out of 100, human have to only do the 10. So that is called triaging, and that is now being also used. So the sample that is not, AI system is not able to make any decision, say like undecided or anything, that can move to the, so these things, these systems are also in place where people are using this one. So that is your, so if you see that from AI, it's like a perfect match with cybersecurity. We need those things, but AI is the offering from AI. So that is perfect match. And then human, the weakest link. So most of the internal attacks are like 70%. So phishing, social engineering, as I say, in your case, it was just social engineering and then phishing. So this is the, whatever system you build, if you are not trained to human or it is not adaptive, our solutions are not adaptive, then it will always, human will make mistake and then it will, like, so suppose a phishing mail come to a system and suppose they bypass your spam or phishing detection system, it's linked to a user email box. Now if user click and then that start a malicious behavior or phishing behavior, you can say, then if AI program is enabled to detect such kind of behavior, then that can be protected also. So we can also minimize the risk of human negligence, or you can say greediness or anything, that can be also handled by the AI. So AI is what I am trying to convince, that AI is having some features, or AI offerings are very much needed for cybersecurity problem. It is not solving all cybersecurity problem, or every product cannot be replaced by AI enabled engine, but they help us to move further. So now AI, ML and cybersecurity. So as I say, so artificial intelligence based tool for cybersecurity have emerged. So it's help, it's not replacing human, or it's not replacing every cybersecurity product, but it will help us to make it more efficient and effective solution. So that is the AI. So it's help analyzing in such people is not a human scale problem. So now if you take these two merging, then it can analyze millions of event, identify many. So event is like anything you are doing on your computer, you are generating an event. So there are many devices and there are so 10 or 20 or 100 times more events are there. So every event have to be monitored and analyzed. So that human cannot do, your software, the traditional static solution can also not. So AI based thing can be. So like from malware exploiting, zero day vulnerability. So all this can be done by AI, we can analyze by that one. So AI can be used to automated threat detection and response monitoring. So now one of the very active area that Dr. Andrew is also working, we say threat intelligence. So for threat intelligence, we can crawl the internet, we can do the Twitter feed, or we can have multiple source of input, and then AI program can analyze those input and then can either generate the alert or can generate the solution, or maybe give us statistics about attack and everything. So this all thing can be done very nicely with AI system. So many solutions have been already AI enabled, like spam classification and detection. Even Google have working on this system very long time, and now almost our mails are being classified using a machine learning based solution. So that is, a spam classification is not direct area of security or cybersecurity, but many of the spam is also part of your phishing. So that's working. If you see you have 5 tab in Gmail, that's like classified by machine learning algorithm, and you can see that many times your genuine email is also a link to a spam mail or it's block or something. So that kind of limitation I still have. So we have to work with that one. Then there are many ideas, network intrusion detection system and prevention system. Now earlier it was very plain signature based or matching of packet analyzing. Now many of this existing system also and new ideas is also coming with AI and machine learning, where they understand the packet and then they correlate using deep learning or machine learning like LSTM. If we have something regarding to time scale, if we want to, so suppose now attack is not one time attack. Attack are now becoming break down in a smaller step, and attacker launch some part in different time stamp. So what they do, they break their attack in multiple small chunk, and then they try to bypass the detection system. So earlier the signature based ideas, they can bypass every easily. So now what people are putting, they are putting deep learning based or machine learning based ideas, where they correlate these packet over time. So 1 hour, 1 month, all this correlation is possible. One example can be LSTM they use for this temporal time base, another thing. So this is giving more a scope to detect all this fragmented attack. Fraud detection, many kind of fraud detection is being done from loan to for suspicious activities, so other thing. So this is also being done. So suppose data stealing from computer organization is a very big problem. So that can be like every time you cannot go and see someone working on their computer, you cannot suspect everyone. So if there is a video analysis system that can analyze human behavior over computer working time, then that can be detected. Maybe suspicious alert can be raised that this person look behaviorally different than usually. So those things are also being in place for more sensitive data and data center. Then credit scoring already is finance part. They are already doing it pretty well about like you will what is your credit score, you will be able to return loan or not, those things. Similar thing we can also do in cyber security, same concept we can apply. Phishing detection, there are lots of research work and some of the systems are also implemented to detect phishing, although it's very challenging. And still many times you heard that a popular cyber attack, if you see any popular cyber attack, so this will be again, I will stop here and give one good exercise. So when we finish this talk, you can do one thing, you can just find out 2 or 5 popular cyber attack. You can do an assessment also in your class. You find out 4 or 5 popular cyber attacks and see, you will find 2 things common. One will be phishing will be part of initial attack, or malware will be the part of initial attack. These two are the, you can say, attack entry to the system. So attacker enter into one system either using phishing or using malware. So phishing give us, if everything security solution is working fine, then phishing help to exploit the human thing, and then the attacker enter into system. Malware give us find out the software or hardware vulnerability. So it's like computer vulnerabilities find and then enter into the system, and then attacker take control from there. So human entry, phishing, and then computer or software based entry, malware. So these two are somewhere in the attack pipeline. If you see any popular attack, these two will be somewhere, some giving access to the attacker. So that's good exercise. You can pick up 5 popular cyber attack and look the what attacker did. There are lots of report published by many security company, so you can look into what they did, how they did, and then you will find phishing or malware there. So phishing is very popular attack vector. Now also there are like secure user authentication, different kind of authentication system is being implemented. So suppose face-based implementation, then machine learning can be used to attack as well as defense also. I think I have to rush a little bit. So as I was saying, cyber intelligence system is very well now. Many companies, they have their own dashboard to monitor all the devices health in the sense of security, vulnerability and the new attacks. So they have a very nice dashboard. Many companies are coming internally and other thing also, so you can see all devices as one place. And if some devices, suppose some devices have some vulnerable software installed, new vulnerability is discovered, and then we can also see in our industry, company or organization, how many devices are infected with this new vulnerability. All these are now possible with such kind of security threat intelligence. And then this is also interesting area. It's not very mature, but hacking incident forecasting. So it is not, I'm not saying detection, it is forecasting. So as it is very similar to the previous one, attack is now being done in multiple part. So now based upon the some initial packet that you observe in your network, based upon those packet and the known similar attack in the past from the previous cybersecurity intelligence. So if you correlate these two, then you can predict a hacking incident forecasting. You can forecast that maybe our company or your organization is being targeted by this security attacker group, and these are the attack patterns. So we found initial packet, and maybe next this will be the attack. And if you can also use that information to patch your system in advance, or you can protect against those known attacks. Also, this is very nice. This is going to be a very nice area of research where we can predict attack in advance. We can forecast attack in advance based upon initial attacks. So mostly the advanced cyber attacks are not one go. It's like multiple steps. That's why we have a scope to analyze initial attack vector and then forecast, okay, this may be the pattern or a attacker. So that is like, so suppose there is initially X attack vector is there. That's first break the server password using a brute force or something. So if you observe similar, if you have the same web server and similar kind of brute forcing is being done on your machine, then you can detect it, okay, this is the initial step, so maybe we are being targeted for this kind of attack. So those kind of thing can be done, and that's help us to build the defense. And then malware detection, so lots of talk I have already said that malware is being malware detection mostly now moving from a static to machine learning, or together a static also, a signature based also, and non-signature based or machine learning based system also, parallelly they are being done. Many company like McAfee, Symantec, and all these company, they have now some part or whole as a machine learning based model. So now we came to the, I think we have some 9-10 minutes. So this is one of the example of machine learning malware detection system. So as I said, there are different kind of malware, virus, bot, trojan, bot, and botnet. All this having some peculiar strain or special characteristics that differentiate. So suppose just quick introduction, virus is replicate on your machine and it need human interaction. Bot, it's use network resources and migrate from one system to another system. So one was the famous one is like Morris bot. If it is infected to one computer in one network, then it can infect all network by itself. Trojan is it is like coming from all the Troy story, if you can look into that. So it is like we download lots of free software. I'm not talking about open source software. We download many free software from internet, and maybe some software have the said functionality, but it can have a hidden functionality also. So what we do, we download and install that with all the permission, and then now that program, it is closed source, so we cannot know what they are doing. But when we give and install everything, then that can have some malicious functionality. Those kind of program are called Trojan. Bot and botnet is kind of infecting a computer and controlling remotely for doing all this spam, phishing. These all attacks are done by this control botnet controlled by a remote hacker all the computer. So that's called bot. Once your machine is infected with some botnet strain, then it's become zombies, and then a remote attacker can control your devices. It's kind of attacker army also, people call it funnily, that it is like attacker control thousands of thousands computer, and then they can use that computer for launching bigger attack like DDoS and everything. Then a spyware, any computer program that spy on your data or your video, audio, and then send to some remote server, that's called a spyware. Sometime some company collect this information for better services, like Google always ask you to submit crash report or many thing. Apple, every company, they ask you to either participate willingly, and due to now Privacy Act, they have to make it very explicit that what they are collecting. But earlier, many of these things were going under hood, and that's now malicious software also do the same thing. So that's called a spyware. Ransomware is new trend, 5 to 6 years now, they will lock your system, and like physical ransom, they will ask money for releasing your resources. And for personal system, it can be this format and use, but in an industry or a enterprise system, it can be very like very challenging. So many time people, there are many big incident where ransomware attack have been done. So malware detection is two type, signature based, all the traditional software where we get the known sample of malware, analyze it, and then create a signature, and then that signature is updated to the client software that we run on our own machine, and then that can detect the known attack. Non-signature based basically include all these machine learning, behavior based, and other kind of malware detection system if you have, where we don't build exact signature, a static signature, but we train the model or behavior, and then we try to find out unknown malware sample or attack. So it's very simple step. If you see, we capture a malware sample. So your all the antivirus company, they also have this client where they keep collecting the malware sample. We can also collect using Honeypot, or there are many other way to collect the sample. So we capture malware sample, and then we also have a normal known software that is supposed to be benign, and then we analyze the sample manually or automated static and dynamic analysis. And then this is, we are talking about signature base. So then we generate signature, then we distribute the signature from central, like McAfee antivirus if you are using, then McAfee will be doing all first three step, and then once signature is ready, in every antivirus update you get the signature to your client devices, and then a signature is updated, and then you are protected from that particular malware that is known. So this time from generation to update to your signature, that's also we, I call it like unknown or time frame attack window, where your system is vulnerable to those known attack also. So that is very challenging, updating the signature, generating the signature. So that's why we have moved to non-signature base. So in AI and ML base, we have binary classification. If you just classify malware versus benign, in multi-class classification also we do, where we classify into family of malware. Like we can read, you can read our paper, Henry, our paper, we have published lots of paper on malware detection, where Henry work is also on family of malware, my work is on malware and benign. So all this work is available. We also do clustering, just to know the, as I said, triaging. We can take the sample and we can just apply clustering, where we can see, okay, which sample is coming to which cluster. So we can say, okay, if internally they are similar, then their behavior will be also similar. So this will help us to know what kind of analysis we are doing. So it will reduce our time for manual analysis also. So those things we can do. And in supervised machine learning, similar to that, we collect sample from malware and benign sample, pre-process the sample, because when we build machine learning model, their input is a special format we require, so we have to convert our binary. So in a malware detection, most of time we are handling binary file, either it is for Windows or it is for Android or it is for Linux. So in Linux and Windows, we'll have mostly binary file, PE file format for Windows and ELF for Linux. So we have to process many things from there, and then we have to extract the features. So we can do feature extraction using a static analysis, just opening the file and then getting some feature, or we can also do the dynamic analysis where we run the program and then we observe the behavior, or we can mix both and we can call that hybrid feature. So a static feature is easy to extract, but sometimes malware, now modern malware, they have lots of anti-analysis feature that don't allow to sample to be analyzed. So that then we have to go for dynamic, where we run the sample and then we observe the behavior. So dynamic analysis is costly, it takes lots of time to analyze, and then we convert our feature into proper engineering. Then we do lots of, from first three is from security part. If you are good with security, you are good with reverse engineering, all these things, it will help these three. And the fourth part is basically machine learning part. If you are very basic also, if you know how to train a machine learning model, because we are not going to improve the machine learning model or algorithm. We are trying to build work on first to three, where we get better features, better representation, and then we pass to the model. So there are machine learning engineers, they are good with improving the algorithm or performance they can take. So you can also do this training testing. Once you are happy with the outcome or performance, then you can deploy the model. So that is also we can do. So for example, we give this input file out, and then this is the classifier, this can tell malware or benign. So we have done this example I have worked with PE file format, similar thing, where in future we have used header field information and I have used a